There's the Rosie on the house. Rooster, good morning, and thank you for tuning in. We're in the garden this hour, as always, for the next hour. If you've got any project you're trying to tackle in and about and around your garden, your lawn, your trees, your shrubs, you can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're here with John J. Harper. He can answer any question you've got about any dilemma you may be facing. We're broadcasting live this morning inside the West World over in Scottsdale off Frank Lloyd right at the 101. It is the first annual, but it's the first ever Arizona Get Outdoors Expo. And Arizona has needed this for a long time. KTAR and Arizona Game and Fish have come together, and they have put together a fantabulous display of what it's like once you finish taking care of your garden and your lawn and your home, because you listen to Rosie on the House, you can get outdoors. We're looking at about, I would guess, about $750,000 worth of boats, whether you want to fish or ski or wakeboard, they're all here. We've got an entire assortment of RVs. We've got the RV inventory outside from La Mesa RV. There has to be close to 100 of them out there. There's got to be $25 million worth of inventory out there. It's unbelievable. We've got the quads. We've got the fish tanks for the kids. We've got mutton busting riding for the kids. The show opens at 10 o'clock this morning. If you're looking for a family activity, get here. It's today, 10 to 6, tomorrow, noon to 4.
On the news break, I went over to Game and Fish. They were playing with the archery setup.
Yes.
So they have enough for 24 shooters at a time. There's a firing line. You know, they've got instructors over there, so it's a very safe environment. But then you get 5 arrows per time through the line. You can get done shooting and get right back in line.
Oh, that's great. Has Remy ever mutton busted?
No.
Not yet?
No, he's been on ponies, but we've never put him on a sheep and turned him loose to see how long he hangs on. If you don't know what mutton busting is, that's basically it. And they do it at the Maricopa County Fair as well. So, and then the state fair. So if you want to practice,
okay,
today's a great opportunity to give them a taste of that.
Listen, the story of today, the main theme of today is the Colorado River. We talked last hour about floating the Colorado River with a couple river rats and great adventures. You can do half day, 1 day, 3 day, 5 day, 6 day, 7 day, 13 day adventures.
If you're listening on an affiliate that doesn't carry our 7 o'clock hour, you can podcast it off of our website.
Absolutely.
At rosieonthehouse.com. And that was a fun hour.
Now we're going to be talking a little bit later about the drought and the fact that the Colorado River is the lifeblood for all of us here in the Southwest. What can we do to be as responsible consumers of water as possible? We're here with John J. Harper answering your question about lawn and garden. John, when was the last time you looked at the water bill for your house?
Probably a month or two ago.
Okay. Do you read it and digest it and study
it?
Yeah,
usually because my wife comes and plops it in front of me and says,
"Did you use
what have you
water?
Done?
How many gallons do y'all consume at your home?"
Now you're gonna make me think.
Okay. But, the average Phoenix family consumes 16,000 gallons a month.
So that's 500 gallons a day?
Yeah.
That's probably about right.
Do you know the statistic for how much of that is used outside in the lawn and the gardens?
It's a lot.
It's a great majority of it.
Yeah. So, of course, that takes into account swimming pools, which is a great, you know, turn your automatic water filler off on your swimming pool someday and see how much water that suckers lose into evaporation every day. It's a lot.
It is.
And certainly landscape, you know, takes up a lot. Outdoor water consumption, which isn't all part of landscaping, takes up a lot. But there's a lot of things you can do in the landscape to mitigate and minimize the waste of water, not just even using water.
Well, you know, every once in a while we'll hit on a topic where Rosie's conscience is kind of hit, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's kind of pricked with a pin, sometimes it's kind of hit with a hammer. I kind of got hit with a hammer this morning. That 16,000 gallons just seems so enormous to me. There's no way we can be going through that much water. Jennifer actually pulled our water bill, and we are the reason the Colorado River is going dry.
Okay.
Our house. It's unbelievable the amount of water we go through. And I was sitting on the back patio this morning just drinking my cup of coffee before we headed down over to here, and the roto heads came on for the lawn. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, those run 45 minutes each station 4 days a week.
Okay.
How many gallons
is that?
That's a
lot. 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Roto heads have to run longer.
Yeah. How many gallons am I spitting out every minute? About 3 to 5 gallons a minute?
Oh, at least.
Out of each head?
Yeah, at least.
And you count how many heads we have and how many hours they're on, and I'm thinking, there's our culprit. That lawn is our culprit.
Lawns take up, lawns are something that you really need to evaluate. Why do you have a lawn? I mean, it's the whole concept that they came up years ago in the 70s in Colorado with this concept called xeriscaping. It's a terrible name. Most people can't even pronounce it correctly. Okay, so let's call it water-wise landscaping. But the whole part of the whole concept is you evaluate your lifestyle as well. So if you have no kids, no dogs, no pets, no reason to have grass, don't have any, or have a very small patch of it just to make you feel better. A lot of people have these great big lawns, and nobody's using them. They're just decorative. They're just a green water suck out there, doing nothing. So that's the number one thing that you can. Why do we have grass? Why do we have a lawn? Is it just for somebody to mow? So that's the number. The second thing is it being watered efficiently? Do you have a great lawn? I mean, I see a lot of crummy lawns.
Yes.
And so so any water that's going on them is wasted. Okay? If you're going to have a lawn, have a good one. Okay? Or don't have it at all. A lot of them, the heads are operating improperly. So they're leaking water at the base of the head. It's not even, so it's just running on the ground, running on the sidewalk. Heads are spraying the wrong way. And then of course there's people that are just flat overwatering their lawns. They're watering it more than it needs to. So there's a bunch of ways that you can save on water right there. Let's get off of lawns. How many times have you walked through a landscape and seen drip emitters that are just watering rocks? There's not even a plant there.
Right.
And there might have been at one point.
There was at one time. Okay. So either put a plant there
or
plug it. All right. Or it's shooting into the neighbor's yard, or it's broken altogether, or it's leaking, or there's a big wet spot. Check your leaks. Are you watering anything? Again, a lot of crummy lawns. I look at a lot of plants and go, why are you even bothering watering that thing? let's get something that's going to help shade the house. I mean, if we're going to spend water on landscaping, then there ought to be some value being derived from that landscaping, either from beauty, from curb appeal. It can be shading your house. So there's a trade-off. If we're watering a big, beautiful tree and it's cutting down our energy bill, then we're using less electricity for the money and the water that we're spending on water. So there's somewhat of a trade-off there. So habitat for wildlife, oxygen creation, value of your home. If it's not doing any of those things, if you got an ugly half-dead plant and it's not doing any of those things, quit watering it. Or put something there that's nice. Vegetable gardens. How many crappy vegetable gardens in July? Why are you trying to get your tomato plant to go through the summer? Pull it up, turn the water off, let the garden go fallow for a month or two, and then plant your fall garden when it's time to plant. So gardening and planting the proper plants at the proper time is a way to help save water.
We're going to invite people to give us a ring. We've got Raymond on hold right now. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We're talking water. We're talking gardens. Any project you're trying to tackle outside. But I would encourage you to go pull your last water bill. I'm City of Scottsdale customer, okay? Tier 1 up to the first 5,000 gallons is $1.65 per 1,000. Tier 2 up to 7,000 gallons is $2.85 per 1,000, a dollar more per 1,000. Tier 3, over 28,000, you're at $3.45 per thousand. So much like I take super cooling at my house.
Right, it's like the power rating.
It's like the power rating. Yeah. The more you use, the more
you pay.
The water at the end of the month is costing you three times as much as the water at the beginning of the month.
The other thing that, and what we have found, is that people in the wintertime is when the real overwatering occurs. You know, summertime, let's face it, you can water, you're watering your lawn a lot, but if you want it to look good, you've got to water it a lot. In the wintertime, most people completely overwater. And that's, you know, we hear about drought and water conservation
right.
more in the summertime because
right.
that's when we're using more of the water. But if another tip to really save water is, man, most winter lawns, a lot of winters, well, there's been months I haven't watered them. You know, if it rain, a lot of places in the valley got a pretty good rain last night. Turn the sprinkler off for a couple of days. Buy yourself a couple of days. In the wintertime, really pay attention. And that timer that's on the side of your house, that's you can change that. It's okay. It can be reprogrammed. You can skip a day or two when it cools off.
They can. You can open it and get intimidated.
You can open that. Yeah, you can. But you can have somebody come out and help you walk through that. If you don't understand it, you should understand it. Because that's the lifeblood to that tier thing, is being able to adjust that thing up and down. I mean, we know how to use our thermostats in our house. We know when everybody knows what plan they're on. When it comes to energy and power, I can only do laundry after 7 o'clock tonight, or I can only cook up until noon. So do the same thing with your water. Adjust that doggone timer.
When we get back, we'll talk to Raymond and you as well at 1-888-767-4348. It's John J. Harper in the Garden and the Outdoor Hour at Rosie on the House.